everybody. Welcome back to the Jesse Nyberg podcast. Today I have on Jack, who runs a pretty popular asset Instagram kind of design page for all bunch of designers and everything called Album Art Archive, and gonna chat with him today. So how you doing?
I'm good, mate. I've been looking forward to coming on.
Yeah, we've been talking quite a bit. A lot of times I usually don't get to chat with the person that much beforehand, but been chatting on Instagram and everything.
Yeah, because I've after you asked me, I've literally watched I think all the podcast episodes.
Nice.
And like I know loads of my friends will be wanting to come on here after mine. So I just thought I added you that to Twitter group. And if I did add you to one other thing, I can't remember, but yeah,
the Twitter group's been pretty cool as well. I'm in all kinds of groups, I feel like, now on like Discord, Twitter, Instagram, and it's hard to like some of them I'm just a total inactive lurker, you know. It's hard to stay active on all these different things and still get work done.
Everyone I know on Instagram is like always complaining because I'm adding them to groups. I've started another one or whatever. I've started another Discord, I've started another group chat or whatever, but I think it's a good place to just like learn stuff and because I've spent all day on Instagram, but I'm just messaging people. I never post. That's why I call my engagement and stuff down, because I'm just messaging people all day.
Right. Yeah, it's weird too, because like with Discord, there's like sometimes like you get into these channels or these servers and they have so many like niches that you don't even know like where to start talking in, you know? Like it's so specific. It'll be like, this is a channel only to figure out what sans serif font this is or something, you know? Like some crazy shit. Yeah, that's
the first thing you do anyway when you join any Discord channel is just mute.
Yeah.
So a lot of them are just pointless to be in. But I've tried to keep up. I tried to keep up with yours. The Dread Labs one I sometimes go in.
Yeah, that one and the Type House one I mostly just chat in, really.
Yeah, I joined that one, but again, I just muted it and I've never looked at it.
Yeah.
And then there's one, I don't know if you're in it. You might be in it. Yeah, you are in it. There's that Dan Barkle, Harry, Vincent one.
That one's that's the one that I feel is very like official. Like I don't throw any bullshit in there ever, you know? I just kinda like
gotta be on good behavior in there. Yeah, because they're all like real legit designers.
Yeah, and they're all like no promos or nothing, you know. So but I think it's good to have something like that, because I get into a lot of these things and I'm like, I do it too, but they just become like pure, just people sharing their work, you know, like at some point, no one's even giving feedback or chatting or whatever. But what have you been doing? Like, I guess since quarantine started and stuff, have you been getting a lot done? Has it boosted like your presence online or anything?
So before we've been in lockdown since March last year, so like a year now, pretty much.
Yeah. Same. You're UK, right?
Yeah. Just before lockdown, my girlfriend had like a car accident. She's fine. Everything was fine, but she had some time off work. Mm. So I booked some time off because I was working like back in a normal regular job. So
was it design or just whatever?
Nah, it was in a call center, like shit job.
Oh, okay.
But so I had like a lot of time in February off, a lot of time in January off, and then in March I was off when they closed the office I worked at. And then no one realized like I was at home off work, so they didn't send me a work from home computer till like May. Which was pretty good, but to be honest, like if it weren't for lockdown and stuff, I'd probably still be working in a call center or whatever, because I used to just sit here right here working from home making asset packs on one screen and just talking to customers. Like it was like debt collecting, so it's pretty miserable.
Where the stuff that you did though with the call center, was it kind of like passive, like you only had to work when there was a call pretty much?
No, they made sure like
you're always doing shit.
Yeah. I mean it's a job, like you can't complain if you're working, right? But I'm not like I've been doing like design stuff just on the internet since I was like 13, but I don't really I like scrape to see in graphic design at school.
Right.
I totally failed photography at school. I got a U. I dropped out of university, so like no design studio. They might now,
Yeah.
but no design studio before was. I'd applied, but I didn't get anywhere. So,
Right. When
yeah.
was
To be
that? Like
honest,
a couple
like,
years ago, maybe?
yeah. When I dropped out of uni, because I went to university for music,
Mm.
but I just hated it. I wasted like 2 years there. And you know, dropped out, and yeah, I was like, oh, I need a job. I don't want to do music anymore. I did graphic design, so I'll
Yeah.
just try that. And then, like, nowhere wants you because you need to have experience and a degree or whatever.
Yeah.
But
So when
yeah,
did you
I feel
start
pretty
the
lucky.
album art archive then?
August 2019, I think. But I was posting like album cover, like fake album covers, since like 2016 on my other account, Skintrest.
Right.
So I knew of that, you know, that area of Instagram that's like just cover art, basically. Yeah. So
And
I knew it
when
was
you
there.
started that, the asset page was, did you have like a goal in mind for what you were gonna do with it, or did you just kind of start creating stuff for it as you went?
Yeah, it was a bit. I got reposted once by, you know, Digital Archive,
Yeah, the cool stuff.
and yeah, when they reposted me, I got like five or six commissions from it
Oh wow, nice.
before I had Album Archive. This was years ago, and I was like, shit, this is. They could just repost people, and money comes in, and like it could be a really good way of. You know, getting some more commissions. So I thought, I'm just going to start one. I know loads of artists. I'm just going to start one and I'm just going to repost like everything that there is. Literally, I've got it on like my post archive. But if you go back to like when I first started, there was like days where I'd post like 10 times,
Damn.
just reposting people. And it just went crazy. Like I got like 30K in like 8 months.
Wow. And how long has that been now since the beginning then? If that was 8 months, you had 30. Has it been like you said, two
August
years
2019.
pretty much almost?
Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
Yeah.
It's obviously massively slowed down now, because you can't reposting 10 people a day, like it's gonna burn out.
Yeah.
But yeah, I literally used to when obviously before coronavirus and stuff, I had my job. You could like go on break on the computer. I'd go downstairs, just literally spend 5 minutes, just find one good post, repost it,
Yeah.
go back upstairs.
Just in between all of the other bullshit, just trying
Yeah,
to.
yeah. Cause it was going quite well, and like people were telling me that they were getting, you know, commissions from it, or they were hitting like some milestone, or you know, it was
Yeah.
helping people out and stuff.
That's cool. When you were still working at the other job, did you start doing the actual like sellables and stuff at that point? Or when did you start doing
The
that? Like the assets and
assets.
things? Yeah.
Yeah, so I'd kind of thought about doing it before, but there's pages like Black Market, and
Yeah.
I mean they're you only really have to name them, but and I just thought, oh, there's no way I'm ever gonna be selling like they are, because I have some stuff where I'd just be out, or like me and my girlfriend would be away somewhere. And I'd see something and I'd just go take a picture of it on my phone, and then I'd take it home and use it in the commission or whatever. So like I had a load of stuff that I was just sat on. But when that kind of took off, I thought, oh, I could just give them away for free and like to see if people want them.
Yeah.
And on Gumroad, it just again, like it just went crazy because it was free.
Right.
But yeah, when I realized like people actually wanted it, I did a few that were paid, like, you
Five
know,
bucks or 10 or whatever.
yeah. And then no one bought them, like no one bought like the first
Yeah.
five or six, but I just kept going with it. And yeah, it's pretty like well fleshed out thing now.
Yeah, I was talking with Necogs about this, that people are a lot more likely to probably donate than when you offer like the free option, but you can donate. Then if you were to offer it like paid, like people feel better about having control over like, oh, I'll give you money because I want to, not because it costs money.
Yeah, Gumroad's good for that. I've had problems with that though before because I did a pack once called, it was like April Fool's. It was called Body Parts. It was like a joke. Like you might have seen it.
I've seen that, yeah.
I put it on for free and some people paid for it. And I was like, oh, I've just trolled you and like took your money. So I had to go and like refund tons of people.
Really?
Because obviously it was just like a thing that April Fool's. Obviously, I've not scanned body parts.
Yeah, that's funny because like people like probably were like keen to it that like follow you and saw what you were talking about, but I'm sure there were randoms that just kind of stumbled upon that and they were like, yo, I'm gonna buy this, and then, oh, this looks cool, I'm gonna offer 10, and they're like, no, it's a joke, I'm sorry.
But still like occasionally on Gumroad, which that amazes me to be honest, because if you're giving it away for free, I'm not paying for it.
Yeah, it depends. Like I usually try to do it if don't get me wrong, like in my day I like getting a lot of free shit, but I'll usually try to throw like some money if I am doing good at the moment, or if it's someone that I know, you know, is my friend or something, I'll much rather give them the funds than like some random on Creative Market or whatever.
Yeah, I mean, I think Creative Market, they take like a huge chunk, I think, anyway. Mm-hmm. So if someone has a Creative Market and a Gumroad, like just pick the Gumroad anyway.
Do you do all your stuff mostly just through your native website?
Yeah, I've still got Gumroad because there's a lot of like, I don't know how they cover their costs because they'll just host anything. You can they'll just cloud store anything that you upload. So there's some stuff that's still on there that's like free and I don't have the files anymore. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it's all on the website now.
And then now that you're not working at the office or anything like that, you're pretty much doing your entire income's based off your commissions and the work from selling that stuff.
Yeah. It's great. Like it lockdown and like the asset store and one pack in particular called Color Chrome. Mm-hmm. Just like catapulted where I should be realistically for, you know, the amount of work, amount of time I'd put into it or whatever, just catapulted me way, way, way far forward.
Yeah. Is it ever feel like, is it kind of stressful sometimes that you're relying on how much stuff people are going to buy each month? I'm sure it fluctuates quite a bit.
Yeah, kind of. The thing is though, like a lot of the stuff I do, like there's some packs that have like 700 files in them. Mm-hmm. And I'll try and put it on for like as cheap as I can sort of justify. And there's people who are just like guaranteed every month, the same names, like as soon as I put whatever up, the same like five or six names just straight away come up with it. They buy it immediately, which is really nice. But I try and make sure that like whatever you're going to buy, because I bought stuff from Black Market before and their stuff's good. But sometimes you have tried to buy from other places and it's like, oh, I've only made one piece of artwork from this £40 pack or whatever. And it just feels like a waste of money. So I try and make sure like whatever people are buying, they can like rinse it until it's
right. And you try to take an approach that's like more quantity and lower price basically than trying to sell something super expensive.
Yeah, I think with assets, for anyone or you or whatever, if you're ever gonna do it, if you've got an idea, you've got to just like exhaust it completely and just get everything, squeeze everything you can out of it. Because if you do like the Chrome text ones are really popular. Mm-hmm. Like I only have two on my page, but if you do one now and then 2 weeks later you're doing V2 or, you know, part two, people are going to be like, why did I buy the first one then?
Right.
So I just try and put as much in as possible so that you don't have to worry about number two and then missing it. Like, cause I've I can't be asked doing any more bitmap stuff now because I've just made like a ridiculously big pack of a bitmap.
Especially like with the bitmap stuff, like that's gotten so popular lately. Like obviously you can, there's functionality there with the Inklab stuff, and then also with you know, like Duran, like he does all the crazy bitmapping shit, and he looks like he's looking into releasing something about it. So I didn't know how like popular today, that got recently. It's interesting to see.
There's an artist on Instagram. Let me just make sure I get his username right. I think it's Luden Works, but he changed it. Yeah, Luden Works or Lucas Havlick. I kind of attribute a lot of like that getting quite popular to him, to be honest, because he had like 1,000 followers and then he started posting the bitmap stuff. And I think I was speaking to him the other day about, I was telling him, oh, you'll be at 10K soon. Yeah, 8,500. Just after he started posting the bitmap stuff, like his stuff is really good.
Yeah, we'll throw up a little reference right here. Just send me it later.
Yeah. You're gonna have to do a lot of these. I know so many people that I'm gonna probably mention.
What's funny is that
send you a link.
We not just design, but I think art and like a lot of creative pursuits in general, whether it be video, whatever, we've come so far in technology that we're trying now to replicate like analog effects into digital work, you know, like we have it so easy now. And we're just like, oh, it was so cool back then when they had to do stuff with like silk screening or bitmapping or like linotype or whatever, like any like more, old applications of things. And it's just funny that you see everyone trying to put like film grain on their photos or whatever, you know, because back then that was like considered you messed up, you know, like it wasn't good or whatever.
Yeah, it's because like it's so easy to just make like a perfect image,
right?
So like when you can get the imperfection, it makes it stand out or look really cool. I recently messaged someone on Instagram. They'd done like a cover art where they'd printed out the artwork or whatever while the ink was wet, wiped it so it was all blurry and smudged and stuff.
And I
messaged him saying, oh, like, is how did you make that, is that like a Photoshop action? And he just put, no, I just wiped the ink. And I just felt so stupid. I don't even think I replied to him, but
it's funny because
it's like, getting like that
stuff. I have a photography friend, his name's like Dan. We were talking about how, because he's like, he's all into cameras, he rebuilds old cameras and things, and he was talking to all these OG like photographers, and he was saying like, you'd get laughed out of town if like your photos back in like when film was the only option had any dust or scratches on it, you know, or any of those weird imperfections that we like are so obsessed with right now. And it's just digital, I think it's so easy, like you were saying, to be perfect that you almost have to bring it back a little bit. So it feels like a human made it.
Yeah. And it's an easy way to just, it's a bit lazy, but like everyone does it. It's so easy to just drag and drop it on and you fill the space or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah. I think the only thing that's true, like with a lot of different, you know, textures and assets and things like that, like, I've seen it before. It can definitely bring up like a piece of shit to like an acceptable work, you know, like just because of what's popular these days. Back in the day, like you know, not back in the day, I'm not fucking an old man or whatever, but like even a couple years ago, I felt that it was different because a lot of that hadn't become like, I guess, like mainstream yet or whatever you want to call it.
Yeah. When I was, well, this does make me sound old, but like 10 years ago when I was like 13, 14 doing like Call of Duty YouTube artwork, like just outside of school and everything back, like even then, I don't even think it was a thing really.
Yeah.
You just put smoke on top of stuff. I think there's a lot of people who like exist on like album art Instagram who started off doing that like exact same thing. And everyone just had this one asset pack that was just two smoke textures, like a bullet case.
Yeah.
And like a piece of plastic, and that was it.
Yeah. Yeah. The plastic is like the ultimate meme now because you just see all the, like, I always saw tweets where it was like, these four assets single-handedly like ruined graphic design or something, and it's just four of those plastic things.
No one knows who made them as well. Imagine if you could
monetize like that somehow,
yeah,
or whatever.
Yeah, or sell it as an NFT.
Just the plastic itself.
Yeah, the original one.
That's funny. Is speaking of that, like, how do you feel about like the NFTs? I know we've been talking in the Twitter and stuff. Are you, after posting and getting a sale and also like learning a lot about it, are you feeling good, like, and it's promising, or do you think it's gonna get burned out?
I am, like, I'm really excited about it. There's people like I know and speak to who
have quick, I don't know if a lot of people are, I know, like, that might be jargon.
You just did
NFT
one,
basically is one of one, like, digital token you can sell, that someone can buy and own, like, I guess the source file, right? Basically, how you'd explain it.
I don't even think they don't even get a file. They just, so I'm not an expert. Like,
right. I can't explain it to anyone.
Yeah. So you mint, like, you create your artwork,
which is basically giving it like the signature. Like, I made this, pretty much the mint.
Yeah. And it exists somewhere on the blockchain for the cryptocurrency, usually the one called Ethereum. There's a few other ones that I think you can do as well. And then that just gets traded among people. Yeah. But I think right now it's like, I think it's in like a bubble maybe, but if you can get stuff out there now, I think there's going to be like quite a big secondary market for it. Obviously there's the whole like environmental issues and stuff for it, but there's a lot of people now, like, there's someone I know and I won't name him because he's a very popular artist, but lives like with his girlfriend who doesn't work, and they're trying to like save to buy a house and stuff, and like this his crypto art is probably gonna get him there, like it's probably gonna get him a deposit for a mortgage or something while his girlfriend.
Yeah, I saw this kid on Twitter that, I don't know if you saw him. He has like kind of abstract, like cartoonish kind of art, and he had a bid that was on that like Nifty giveaway or whatever, and it was like 500k and like, or like 300k, 400k, 500k, and he was like 16 and he kept making videos.
That's
like
much.
This is like nuts. And the guy that bought it, it was just back and forth. Every 5 minutes they were upping it like 40 grand or whatever.
Because there's all these, like, I don't want to call them weirdos because they'll hopefully buy my stuff, but there's all these people who just probably bought up a ton of Ethereum.
Yeah, there's definitely some whales out there that have like 200k when it was only worth under $10 or a dollar or whatever, you know?
Yeah, well, I remember seeing Ethereum like at $400 or £400 or whatever, which is still like, I think it's at 1400 right now.
Yeah.
So it's like, it's a weird system where you're invested in the cryptocurrency and in the artist by buying the NFT. So if crypto gets bigger and that artist gets bigger, you can like get a double return.
Yeah, I've been seeing it a lot too. And like they're doing it with, I don't know if you've seen this, but the, what do you call them? Like the sports cards and the highlight clips and stuff like that. Like it'll be like someone sold like $500,000 for, it was like LeBron dunking, like a little video that was just like spinning, you know, or whatever.
Yeah.
And you know that stuff's going to blow up because like people already trade the physical cards for a lot of money, like Jordan rookie cards and all that.
Yeah. If they can do that, then like me or you or just like some normal person, like we can make something.
Yeah.
So that's just what I'm trying to do. But I think the guy who bought my one is Bored Elon on Twitter.
Yeah, and he's like one of the big like collectors, right?
Yeah, and I put it up. I was like, I listed one like 2 weeks ago that just no one bought. So I was like, I'll just put this second one up. And like I was just turning my computer off, like ready to go downstairs or whatever. And there's an artist, you'll know him, called Three Seater.
Yeah.
Who's also getting into it right now. And he messaged me saying, you sold. And I was like, no way. There's no way someone bought it. And then I went and checked and I was like, it's just, it's such a cool Like,
do you get a notification, or do you just go on to your Rarible or whatever you're hosting it at?
You'll get a notification on your Ethereum wallet. I think that's it. But it'll just say you received something.
Was it cool? Did it feel good? I bet, right? Like,
so I didn't get anything. Like, I just saw his message and I was like, no way. Like, he's talking to someone else or whatever. But when I saw like someone bought it like 2 seconds after it went up, like that's the fastest money I've ever made technically. Because it makes me think
that like if it was that instant, like that dude, like him and the other guy, like the egg dude, the Ito or whatever.
Yeah,
I feel like just if they see something, they don't even think about it. They just buy it, you know, like
back and forth. That guy bought Elon. He's now listed my piece for 2 Ethereum and I'll get 10%. But I just think if you can just get something out there, like, and if someone sells it once a month and then the next person sells it, you'll continue getting 10%. And even if it crashes, like, and these people start selling at a loss, you still win. You still get the money.
That's what's cool is if this is like all kind of like nonsense to you, it was for me like even 2 weeks ago. What's cool about this NFT and like crypto stuff is that I think it really adds value and like a lot of value to the artist or the designer, because even if some guy or girl, whatever, buys your art, sells it later on for like 10 times the price, you're still getting a royalty on each sale that happens from then on at the percentage that you set. So like in theory, you know, Jack here could have sold something for $500 and someone sells it later for $5,000. He's still going to get another $500 for the royalty, basically.
Yeah, I just think I don't know where it's going to go, but if it's in a bubble now and you can get something out there, like, I think it'll be interesting because you're part of it permanently then. Like, there's no...
Yeah,
I
guess you could burn it or whatever, right?
Yeah, but I don't know if the collector can. I don't know if only the creator can burn it. But again, I've been doing this for 2 weeks, so
I know enough to like listen and think I know, but I don't know enough when people confront me on messaging like, yo, what is an NFT? I'm like, fuck, let me try to figure out how to say this without sounding like an idiot.
Yeah, well, that's why I made that group chat. I'm going to try and do something else. Like if I can sell something, I listed one for 1 Ethereum today. I doubt anyone's going to buy it.
Right.
But if it does sell and I've got 1 Ethereum in my wallet and I'm doing good elsewhere, like money wise, like I'm going to try and see if I can help someone like mint their first one or just get into it, you know, through Album Art Archive, just because I think it's a really good way to...
That'd be cool. Yeah, because personally, like, I was lucky. I'm like in a good place enough to where I can mint something and if it loses, whatever, I don't sell it. It's not the end of the world. But I know there's some people that are like super talented artists and designers or video, whatever they do. And they just don't have the money to even mint, but I know that they would make it back, you know? So it'd be cool to help people out without any like strings attached and just be like, here you go, you know,
20 Ethereum or whatever. 20 Ethereum.
$20 in Ethereum, I mean. No. Yeah, not 20 Ethereum.
I'll take that. But there's this, I think there's a Twitter account. I know there's a Discord called the Mint Fund. Yeah, Mint Fund. It's a Discord server and you can apply to them if you don't have enough money. I'm sure it's quite hard to get them to do it, but like I know that they either have or will be helping people mint who can't afford it.
Yeah. So do you, I guess other than all that stuff, do you have anything exciting upcoming for either your personal stuff or the page? Or is it?
I wish I did secret? Now you've asked. No, to be honest, I don't really keep anything secret.
Yeah.
I'm like 20 followers away from 40K.
Yeah,
so that's exciting. I'll release something for free when that comes out. I don't know what, like I'll find something, but when will this be posted? Will this be posted in March?
In like a couple of weeks.
Yeah, so... Mm-hmm. The next, I've got like a big stack of ripped up paper there. I think the next pack that I'm going to do is going to be just like collage cover arts, like templates with all the textures scanned in and stuff, and like pre-made like layer masks and stuff, so you can just drag stuff in.
Do you just use like a normal flatbed scanner when you do all that kind of stuff, or what?
Yeah, I've just got a Canon, like it's crap, but I've just got a Canon LID, LIDE, whatever scanner. It's good quality, but like the software they make, it's just terrible. But I think it's the best one you can get.
Do you ever talk to, like, I know you mentioned like black market and stuff like that. Do you talk to all those people that like operate similar pages often like that?
Black Market, it's like super helpful actually. Keezy, the guy who runs it, like the first time I had to like copyright strike someone, I was like, I don't know how to do it. So he helped me with that. There's Design Syndrome as well, who I keep in touch with. Studio Yorktown, who I speak to sometimes. Studio, I'm just giving all these shout outs now to, you're gonna have to like do such a big description. But yeah, pretty much.
Studio. There's this other one I like called like Studio and Nate or something like that.
Yeah, I was
They're
just
pretty
gonna say
cool.
them. And again, he's really nice, the guy who runs that account.
Has there ever been any I know other than that stuff going on right now, we could get to that, but is there any has besides that, has there ever been any like I guess drama or anything within that? Like, do people ever get
No.
like weird, like, oh, I made that first or something, you know?
Probably secretly, but
Not
that's
in
kind
the
of why I
public.
try to nah, that's why I try to speak to them, because they're way ahead of me now, Black Market or whatever, but there was a time when there wasn't much between it, like follower wise. So like it's good to, while you can get someone's attention, to like speak to them. So they know, like if I do accidentally rip them off one day, like they're free to message me and I'll, try and sort that out or whatever. Because I don't want to do that. And anyone who runs like those stores, I think there's sort of like an unwritten, unspoken like agreement to just not tread on each other's toes kind of thing.
I mean, speaking like you've obviously made enough noise for that other person to copy your logo or whatever.
Oh well, actually, I spoke. Well, I got an email
What is it, like
from
Studio
them.
2 AM or something like that? I'll throw up both logos. You guys could decide what you want about it.
The thing is, I feel awful about that, because I just hate, like, anyone who's followed my page for a long time will know. I try not to post anything negative
Yeah, you're not
ever.
trying to get people to go like pitchfork at their page or
No,
whatever.
and the guy is probably really nice. Like, he sent me an email, and I'm talking to him now, and it's being sorted out now. But yeah, I just hate, because yeah, I like I said before, like a year ago or 2 years ago, like I was just in a shitty job. So that guy might be in the city. You never know where someone's at. So like, I wouldn't ever want to just get on someone to the point where they like lose their business or whatever.
And
But
like you're saying that basically you've been chatting with this person though, and it seems to be getting resolved now.
it's fine. I'm confident that like they're willing to come to like a compromise. I'm not gonna like say too much, because I don't want
Ruin
to.
that.
And ultimately, I just want them to be able to carry on. If I don't care if they blow way past me and Black Market on whatever, like I just want to be able to.
Has anything like this happened in the past before? Often?
All the time. The only thing is though, like this is
They
the first
usually don't
time.
get anywhere, huh? It's just usually like bullshit.
That's why Black Market and Design Syndrome, like it happens to them all the time too.
I bet.
Just it's every week, but usually it's just some kid, and like you message them and they're like, oh, I'm so sorry, I just wanted to make some money, or whatever, and they're not serious. And then they just delete it, and like they're actually a massive fan of you or Black Market or whoever it is they've copied.
What's funny is that's how it is with like celebrities and I see this a lot in like, because I watch a lot of like comedy podcasts and stuff, that some of the people that are like the biggest haters, like they're secretly like they love that person and they just want their attention. That's why they're like hating or like causing drama or whatever. They just want to feel like seen by that, you know?
Yeah. They're usually just too invested. And so they just do whatever they can to get their, get their attention. Yeah. Against whatever.
What kind of stuff do you, mostly do like within the bounds of like Skintrist or just like Jack, like your personal work? Are you mostly doing album art these days?
Literally, I've only just 2 days ago. What day is it? Yeah, 2 days ago. Only just accepted like my first commission outside of music.
So all album art then.
Yeah, which is like, I only really learned when I got here, which like that's pretty rare or like a quite a sought after thing to be doing. So yeah, it's quite cool just getting to work on music and stuff.
Yeah. So are you trying to branch out, or is it just kind of you're seeing it happen with the people hitting you up and things like that?
I don't really, like, I more or less just have like 10 or 11 clients really that I haven't really had a new client really other than just like maybe a logo or something for like a year. And the people just like, I guess some of the people who've messaged me are just, they have like 10 side projects. So they want me to do everything for everything.
Yeah. And what's cool is you build a relationship with someone that it doesn't matter if you like, you could be the best designer or an average designer or not even that good, but if you already know this person, they feel like they don't have to go through the onboarding. They don't have to go through that. It's like when an employee will spend more money giving you a raise than having to fire you and hire someone else. You know what I mean? It's kind of like that.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
They don't want to, they're comfortable with you. You guys speak the same language and everything.
Yeah. And a lot of them, like a lot of people who have been commissioning me, like were paying for my artwork when I was working in a call center. So like, I try and, I really appreciate. So I just try and
work with them.
Probably do way too much for how much money I'm being paid usually, but
I've had jobs where like it's people that are either like really close that I'm close with, and like I try to be like stern and I try to be fair to myself, but sometimes like I understand like people's situations, and if it's like I usually get, if I'm gonna do like a big cut, like I'll just help you out or do it for like a quarter or half of what I would normally charge. The only thing I usually like to ask is like, I don't want you coming back with hella revisions or nothing, you know, like give me a little bit more control if I'm gonna hook you up this much, you know?
Yeah, that's the thing with my asset store, like that's the one thing that I hate. I love doing work for music and stuff, but like when it's done, I'm done. I'm ready to like move on to the next thing. And I hate having to be like, oh, here's a list of things. And then you do those and then there's a new list after that.
Yeah.
So now I've got like some more income from my asset store. I can kind of phase those people out.
Yeah, that's why like I had that video about like contracts and all that stuff. Like I used to just get straight bullied, really, you know? I used to not have any, and like, I'm not saying like you don't want to be a piece of shit designer and just say, here's the thing. Like, it doesn't matter if you don't like it. If you want me to fix it, pay more. That's not what I'm advocating for. But if you do, like, if they say they want something and then you revise it 6 times, like, at that point, it's like, do they really want this? And then also, like, you're just having to do that for free over and over and over. And a lot of times people will say, like, I spoke about this with that dude, Dewey Saunders. Like, he was like, he said something like, go crazy, bro, is an art direction. You know, like sometimes they don't tell you anything. So you have to give them all this. Yeah. And then they're like, oh, I like that direction. And from there, it spawns a whole new web of like stuff you need to start on, you know?
Yeah. A lot of my commissions are go crazy, bro, or whatever.
Yeah.
But, like a lot of people, there's a producer called Anti. Which I can't bring myself to say because I'm not American, but that's his like alias. But he just literally will commission me And whatever I send him, like, it just gets used.
That's awesome.
No questions asked, just uses it,
Is that
credits
like hip
me.
hop or what is that?
No, he's like a trap EDM SoundCloud based. Yeah, like whatever I send, he'll just use. There's a few other people. There's a rapper called Bailey Snow. Like, generally, he'll just be like, yeah, just here's a song,
Is most of
whatever.
your
Just.
work within like either electronic or like hip hop, pretty much?
Yeah, pretty much that's it, yeah. But yeah, he'll just use whatever I send him usually, and those ones are like, it's like free money, because I probably would have made something anyway with my time, so you can have it. It gets used. I get to, it's quite a cool feeling seeing it on Spotify or
Yeah, definitely.
wherever. So yeah, it's like, it feels like free money,
And
which is the
has most of
goal.
your clients came like obviously the album art archive socials have a lot more following than like Skintrist or whatever
Yeah.
personal accounts you have. So do a lot of your clients come through there, and do you just contact them through there, or do you direct them to like your other accounts?
No, so I don't really, to be honest, the vast majority of people, the more followers you get, like, the worse quality of, like, person coming in your inbox you're gonna get, I found anyway. So 90% of the time, the people who are messaging me on there are just like, can I just pay £10 to sell a t-shirt or whatever? And it's just like, so I don't read them anymore, really. So I just take everything through Skintrust.
I don't even have like that reach or anything yet, but it's like the worst when you get messages like that. Some people have this idea that like they're entitled for you to do something for them for free or something, you know, like just
Yeah.
because they know you, or they're like, I had this person hit me up saying something like, yo, let's work on like, can you work on an NFT for me? And I was like, what do you mean? And they were like, I want you to make it and I can like post it. And I was like, why would I ever do that? You know, like this doesn't
Yeah.
make any sense. Like you can buy it if I do it. And they were like, come on, dude. Like, I don't know anyone else that does this. And I was just like, okay, that doesn't, it's
Yeah.
not my fault that you don't know
Yeah.
anyone else.
Yeah, I hate, this is the thing, like, I hate taking commissions for this. I like doing album art because it's quite clear, like, you can't hide what you're gonna do with it. Like, I know probably how much money you're gonna make from it. Sometimes you'll make less money than I do from your release,
Streams
because
or
you've paid
whatever.
me. Yeah, because streams pay like nothing. But like, with I hate taking commissions for merch and stuff like that, because sometimes it's just like, that person's just paying me, they're just sending it to a printer and then taking the profit. So yeah, that's why I try, and that's why it's like, it's a bit daunting coming outside of the whole album art stuff, because I just hate all that. It's like a
Yeah,
bit
'cause you have a
predatory.
good understanding of like that industry now, so I could see that with merch. With merch, like you probably need to upcharge quite a bit. I haven't done a lot of merch, but that's probably one of the
Yeah.
most, like, if this person that you're working for has any type of reputable name, they're gonna be able to sell that for whatever price they want, and all their fans are probably gonna buy
Yeah.
all of it, you know?
And you need to be careful as well, because sometimes, like, you don't know who you're really talking to, especially on Instagram. Because through Album Art Archive, I do get a lot of like young teenagers or just like young artists message me saying, this guy messaged me, so I sold him work for like $150, and now it's on, I won't name anyone, but now it's on huge artists' merch, or now it's on a huge artist album cover or whatever. And they're like, oh, is there any way I can get paid for it? And I'm like,
Probably not.
no way. Yeah.
Yeah, have you
So
been trying to like, do you, since you kind of have it, if I was a young, I am a young designer, but if I was a younger designer unfamiliar with anything like related to clients and I saw your page, I would think that you're someone that I could contact about those things. Do you get a lot of like advice questions and things like that?
Like, I'm probably stupid for doing it, but some days I'm like, right, this is everything I've got to do today. I'm gonna have a really productive day, and then I'll just like open my inbox and I'll have like 10 or 15 messages, and I'm like, oh, I'll just reply to these, and then it's like
They keep coming
two
back.
o'clock, 2, 3 o'clock or whatever, and all I've done is is reply to messages about people getting scammed or whatever. But
Yeah.
like, yeah, a lot of people message me, and I try and I don't know how long you've followed my account, but sometimes I'll just take a screenshot and post it on my story, of like the message of this the kid's problem or whoever it is. And there's a few artists actually who there's Dan Barkle, there's an artist called Scribbler Creative, there's a lot Obby and Japari, there's loads of people who contribute, but they'll say, oh, this is, you know, because they're like they're smarter than me. They'll come back to me with like really, really good advice that I'll then share on my story. So I'm just
Yeah.
posting screenshots really, but
And that
that's
way you don't
like,
have to message everyone back individually. You can kind of answer it through the story.
yeah, I think that's probably the one of the most valuable things about my actual page though, is that there's a total noob idiot who's just started messaging me, and like a guy who's been doing it for like 30 years,
Yeah,
and
that's
they'll
cool though. That means you have a good
there's a
reach, you
place.
know?
Yeah, but there's a good way, like there's a good place for those two people to like
Connect.
yeah, and for the young, because it shouldn't say I'm 24 now, and like I've only been full time doing this for like 6 months. And considering I started learning Photoshop when I was like 14, like it shouldn't have really taken me this long to get here, but it has. But it's just good to like share as much as I can, so like hopefully someone can quit their job
And
quicker than I
also,
did.
you've gotten a lot farther than like a lot of people would consider like a goal and stuff. So like it's easy, you know, to everyone, like I think creatives have this inherent imposter syndrome and also just like feeling that like they're not where they're supposed to be. But I mean, you're doing pretty good, you know, for being 24 years old. I think you should be proud of that, you know. I'm
Yeah.
23 and I'm like, I don't think that I'm anywhere near like the goal, but you know, as long as
Yeah,
you're
but
going up for it, upward, you're good, you know.
you've got like a design job though. Did you say you had something like a billboard the other day?
I put
Yeah, so you're doing all right.
I mean it's cool. Like I like it's funny because I talk to a lot of peer freelancers and other people that work in studios, other people that work in-house. Like for my job, I'm like in-house for a company currently, right? I've worked at an
Yeah.
agency before that did like movie posters and stuff like that. But with the in-house job, it's steady income. And it seems like everyone in the freelance world that's like starting out young, they want to get into that in-house job and have that steady income. And everyone in those jobs is like, damn, I just want to be self-employed and not have to do
Yeah.
whatever. So I guess once you get enough money to where the self-employed takes over, then I just don't want to do anything too risky, you know, and be out here trying to struggle and whatever.
Yeah, it is sometimes a bit, you know, like, oh, I don't know where my money's gonna come from this month. But like I used to make the same amount every month working like 9 to 5 pretty much, and like I'd way prefer, not that I am, I'm doing okay, like no one needs to worry about me, but I would prefer doing this and being like flat broke to going back to my old job. Yeah.
Yeah, and we were talking just through I posted something on Instagram about like the loans and all that stuff and like just getting insight on how people feel about money and stuff and
The student loan thing.
the discrepancy between your UK's like stuff and our shit, like we get paid more, but I still think the ratio is way better over there because we're getting like absolutely
What,
just
over here
melted.
or for you?
For you guys, I think we get paid more in general, I think, like the income average, but the counting in all the like loans and all that, I think you guys still have it better off with that, you know?
Well, yeah, I don't know. I mean, all my clients are anyway, so I get paid whatever they want to pay in dollars. Like I have to work all out. But yeah, that student loan stuff. Yeah, I think it works a lot. I'll probably never pay that back, what I owe, like never, because they can't. I'll contact my accountant at the end of the month and I'll pay my 2020 tax bill, and they'll put an extra bit on that for my loan. but they can't like phone me and say you need to pay more or whatever. It's just percentage based. Yeah.
Yeah. I've talked to like a lot of different people after posting that, and I get kind of real heady and stressful in it sometimes because I just want it to be like gone. And I know some people that are like, yeah, like 100K and still going, like, fuck them or whatever. I'm just like, oh man, that's crazy. Like, I wish I had that kind of envious of that, like, don't give a fuckness that you have.
Yeah, I don't care. I'm not bothered. Because I used to, obviously, that used to be my job, like debt collection.
Mm-hmm. So you kind of know like the rules and everything over there.
Kind of, yeah. Like, as long as you don't owe money to like a bank or a phone company or like a credit card or whatever, like, student loans is just nothing really. I'll never pay that back. If I can, I will, but like, I know I'm never going to make $100,000 of spare money to just give them. Like,
you just got to scan in all the receipts from the loan company and release that as an asset pack for $100,000 price tag. See who buys it on Gumroad.
I might sell an NFT. There's some on Foundation that are listed. I saw one that was listed for like $500,000 today or something.
And what was it?
Weird. I don't know. I'll try to find it. But
oh, I thought you meant that they were selling student loan like pictures. Oh,
no. Sorry. Yeah. There was one on here for like $500,000. That's never gonna
happen. So a couple last things I wanted to go over. You posted on your thing for people to ask you questions, and there wasn't a ton, but the ones that I got, there was three about the same thing, and they were asking about your keyboard and where you got it and stuff like that.
So I got it here.
Is it WASD? Or what?
Yeah.
That's what I told someone, I thought.
Yeah. So it's got all the Photoshop things, which I literally never even look at.
Right.
And then here it's got the color chrome
sticker, right?
I'm trying not to knock my microphone over.
Yeah.
No, it's printed onto the keyboard.
Oh, that's dope. So you uploaded that to them and they printed it on, pretty much?
Yeah, that's by an artist called Barbara Hernandez, who does like a ton of the typography on my asset store.
Dope.
But like, to be honest, it's super overpriced. They will not sponsor me. So do not go and buy. Don't do it. Just buy a Razer keyboard.
Did you get the keycaps from them as well? The custom?
They just sent everything. But it was very expensive.
I'm all into that shit now. I've spent a lot of money on my on this.
Oh yeah. See, do you have, what's the on the space bar?
This is a Vamrio one, or Vamrio or whatever. And this is it's all like Mobile Suit Gundam shit. It's kind of hard to focus, but yeah.
Yeah, I thought it said DHL, the delivery company. Oh yeah,
it looks like that. But what's funny is the original version of it had the little screen on the right, there's a little LCD, and it's actually a calculator, the number pad, like an analog calculator.
Oh, that's cool.
So it's super novelty, but it's kind of cool to have, you know?
I'll send you a picture if you want to put it in, but like my setup now like has all come together in like the past, again, like the past 6 months. So everything's quite new. But I knew that was the question you were going to get asked. I thought, oh, maybe someone will like ask some insightful question about me or my life.
People just want to get the cool shit at the end of the day, you know?
Yeah. If they ever sponsor me, then go buy it. But for now, I'm not saying to go buy that keyboard.
Yeah, that's good, because you don't want to get no free clout around it.
If they sponsor you, if they sponsor your podcast, then in fact, I'll message them, actually. They message me. So I'll say I mentioned it. If you sponsor Jesse,
unless you don't sponsor, we're gonna bleep it out. So you're not even gonna know what we're talking about. We're gonna say we got this from Ducky or someone else, you know.
So. Whatever. Yeah, but I'll message him. I will actually do it. I'll message him and see if he'll sponsor you.
What before we go, it's kind of become a common thing. Is there anyone that you want to shout out? Inspirations. I know you said you got a little list.
So the only, I was just wanting to mention Because I've had this, obviously, I was speaking to you before about group chats. I'm just throwing it up. There's one that I started. Instagram made this like weird feature 2, 3 years ago where you could put a sticker on your story, people tap it, and they get added to a group chat.
I didn't know about that.
Yeah, they removed it quick, probably because like it was just
Spam.
filled. Yeah. But I put one of them on my story, and the people who joined it when I had like 900 followers are all still in here, and like I speak to pretty much all of them. But yeah, just like generally, just especially through lockdown and stuff, like all these people, it's like my colleagues or whatever, but they all make really cool stuff. So I'll there's Art Revel. I'll send you all these links, don't worry. Art Revel, he did my website.
Oh, dope.
Barbara Hernandez, who I told you, she did
Type
the color
design,
chrome.
typography stuff.
Yeah, loved all of them on website by her. Combrisi, who's like a really cool, he makes cover art. I don't know how to pronounce his username, but ELVOGTO. He's someone who I've followed for ages. Before I got into like 3D work, I used to love like just looking at his stuff. I mentioned Luden Works, I think, to you earlier. There's like a few other 3D artists, Everlasting, who I think you know now.
Yeah, through you.
Yeah, through that group chat, he's helped me tons. Obi and Japari, again, like super helpful, really nice people. I'll stop eventually, don't worry. I won't make you like have this huge list up. But again, Black Market, really helpful, and Mona Thomas as well, a really helpful artist.
Dope.
Not really like maybe not visually super inspirational, but like probably would have made a ton of stupid mistakes if like I didn't have those people to help me.
For advice.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude, that's awesome. Like, I think it I really can tell that you have a sense of like community in the way that like you weren't just like saying these are these crazy people that are super like talented that I always look up to, but you actually put value on the things of like building relationships from the ground up, you know, like those people were rocking with you since the
Yeah.
beginning. So they like those kind of people, I think, are the people that deserve that
Yeah,
recognition, you know.
definitely. And to be honest, they're all way better than me at like what they do, because I have to spend all my time like doing this page. So they're just doing their thing. Like Barbara's really good at typography because that's literally all she does. She just did it's quite a big artist, Bebe Rexha, I think that's how you say her name. She did the logo for her. Again, like that guy I mentioned, Combrisi, joined like ages ago this group chat, and then recently did something for Post Malone. So like it's really cool seeing like all these people who just joined, probably like having no idea who I was, but now like everyone's doing really cool stuff.
Yeah, I really like I think that I try to do this myself, and I think that you've done a good job at this in general, as kind of being a like a facilitator or a link between different like communities and things. Because it, you know, for example, I don't know shit about like crypto and NFTs like that much. I did like a little bit, but you know, I was talking with Jack, and he brought me into this other group chat and was just like, "Yo, here's Jesse, or here's Glue, fill him in," or whatever. And then we all just start talking from there. And a lot of times people, it's good to have people like that in the community, because sometimes things can be very like intimidating, I guess, to just approach on your own, you know?
Yeah, especially with Instagram and stuff, because people have like crazy, crazy numbers, and you're like, oh, I'm never gonna be
Talk
able
to
to
him or
learn
whatever.
from that person or whatever. But sometimes, like, if people, because you know on Instagram, if you've got more followers in the DM requests thing, you'll come up at the top.
Oh,
Like
I didn't know that.
if you've got well, they might have removed it now, but at least at one point you did. So there's a lot of time when like people, if someone needs to get in touch with someone or whatever, like I'm like, oh, all right, I'll do it or whatever. So yeah, I think there's not enough of that, to be honest. No one wants to like share the recipe or whatever,
Share
or
the
no one wants
sugar.
to Yeah. No, everyone's too, I think everyone's too scared of just losing their followers or
Yeah,
losing their
if
thing
you're
or.
worried about losing something by giving someone else an opportunity, then you didn't really deserve that thing to begin with, and that person didn't really want you for you, you know? Like,
Yeah.
don't, like, 2021, we gotta stop. No more gatekeeping and no more stupid secrets,
Yeah,
none of that shit, you
that's
know?
the word I was looking for. Yeah, gatekeeping, and especially with just like general knowledge in it's a lot in music because it's no one wants you to take their clients or whatever, or no one wants this famous artist you've just worked for to see your friend's work because you know it's way better than yours. But yeah, that it happens a lot, but I just try and I've made all the mistakes. Like, that's why it's taken me so long to get here. So I just try and tell everyone all the stupid shit I've done and what not to do.
I mean, all we could do is keep getting better, keep helping people out, keep the community growing. And if you want to learn more about Jack and the stuff that he's doing, he has Album Art Archive on Instagram.
Yep.
He has Skintrist, which is his personal work. And
Yep.
then what else you got? Anything else you want to plug?
Just albumartarchive.store.
Yeah, I'll put the link in the
That's it.
description. Go buy some shit, some chrome, some assets, some. You got a new thing,
Thank
right?
you.
Liquify Reflections or whatever.
Oh, that was such a weird. I got like halfway through the month. February's so short, I was like, oh, I've not made anything. So I'll just make this. But
Let's we'll go
I'm
get that
gonna
too.
yeah, I'm gonna do a big one this month. And most of the stuff, sorry, I'm just moving my keyboard back. Most of the stuff that's on there has extra free stuff in it that's
Oh,
not,
nice.
I don't tell you you're gonna get, but then you get it anyway.
Your little Easter eggs.
Yeah, or there's like free updates coming down the line.
All right. Well, check it out and make sure to like, comment, subscribe. Check out some of the older podcasts. Check out the Discord if you want to learn more stuff and talk with other creatives. And Jack, I appreciate it again, and I'll see you next time.
Yeah, cool. Thanks for having me, mate. Cheers.